From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
The yeas are 336, the nays are 75. The conference report is adopted.
The House of Representatives has passed the bill to reform the nation's intelligence operations. It took 5 months and 6 days from the time the 9/11 Commission made its recommendations. They were months of intense negotiations, and at times it looked as though the bill might be dead. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, it took the White House brokering a deal with key House Republicans to bring the legislation to a vote.
When House Intelligence Committee Chairman Peter Hoekstra began the final debate on the intelligence legislation, he said it may go down in the history of Congress as one of the most difficult and involved bills ever.
The negotiations have been tough, long, and sometimes extremely contentious.
And the gavel, closing the vote and marking the bill's passage, also marked the end of a buzzing last day of the lame duck House. Word came last night that the intelligence legislation was bound for the House floor. This morning, all of the House Republicans closed themselves into a hearing room to hash out their views on the bill. TV camera crews set up a stakeout outside, while in the halls, reporters stalked any Republican who left the meeting. And family members of the 9/11 victims gathered in a group to pray. Beverly Eckert, whose husband Sean died in the World Trade Center attacks, said she was for once truly optimistic about the bill's chances.
I had a very good night's sleep last night for the first time in a long time. I know I'm smiling for the first time in a long time.
Tidbits from lawmakers leaving the meeting gave a glimpse of what was going on inside. House Speaker Dennis Hastert and others in leadership, they said, were personally canvassing rank-and-file Republicans for support, and many among them were unhappy. Tennessee Republican Zach Womp came out of the meeting angry. Reporters huddled around him by the elevators while he warned not to trust the assertion that House Republicans are now united on the intelligence bill. Womp said he and others lined up behind Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner, who voted against the bill.
Chairman Sensenbrenner just articulated incredibly well why he's not going to sign the conference report and going to vote against the bill, and to significant applause in the room. So I'd say the House is still divided.
Sensenbrenner and others wanted stricter immigration measures written into the intelligence reform legislation, specifically when it came to deporting suspected terrorists and regulating how immigrants get driver's licenses. Congressional leaders and the White House promised Sensenbrenner that those provisions would be attached to the first major piece of legislation taken up by the next Congress. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter also got something out of the negotiations, slightly tweaked language that, he says, will ensure a clear chain of command between the president and U.S. troops in the field. It is this deal with Hunter that finally broke the logjam on the intelligence legislation, though Hunter said he continued to have serious concerns. In the end, the last-minute tweaks and promises from congressional leaders and the White House are what made the intelligence bill survive. That means that after months of negotiations, several of the key recommendations of the 9/11 Commission will become law. The U.S. will have a new cabinet-level position of Director of National Intelligence to coordinate classified information across many departments. And a new National Counterterrorism Center will bring together disparate intelligence databases into one place. These things were supported by many in both chambers, including House Republican David Dreyer.
This is going to be a great win for the President of the United States. It's a great win for our intelligence effort. It's a great win for our quest to ensure that we secure our homeland, have the intelligence necessary to win overseas.
Dreyer also said there was a lesson for the White House in all of this, that the way to get policy passed is by working closely with Congress. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.